an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
This half hour being brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. All those insurance needs that all of us have. And you don't want to roll the dice. Rolling the dice brings with it trouble, so you need to be insured. So go with the pros. That makes sure, A, you're fully insured, and B, save you money everywhere they can find. It is Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Time now for the high school roundtable, where guess what? It is a week where everybody is in bounce-back mode. First time we've had this all season long. Greg Wetzel joins us to start things off. Hello, Greg. How are you?
Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Doing all right. So the first time we've had to have this conversation this year.
It's usually
a conversation to have with the suit every week of his life. But what? What? I mean, geez, I'm trying to show some compassion here. What the heck? I don't understand why everybody's laughing. All right. So let's get to, first of all, the game with Shamokin.
Yeah.
They're two really good football teams. What made the difference in the end?
I think the start of the game. Lewisburg tried an onside kick, which went 9 yards. If it would have gone 10 yard, 1 inch, they would have recovered the ball. Because Shamokin wasn't ready for that at all. And they took the ball and drove down the field and scored a touchdown, took a 7-0 lead, and that had the crowd all hyped up. Lewisburg, they did okay. They kind of stemmed the tide, but they gave up 17 first-half points. They missed some opportunities in the first half to score. But they ended up 17-6 at halftime. Lewisburg came out second half, played well, and just came up on the short end, 17-12. They had two passes that they missed. Now, I'm not going to lay the blame on the quarterback or anything like that. It was just, you know, they were open, but Shamokin made good defensive plays. And that's a sign of a good football team, Steve. And it was two teams that played well. Shamokin just came out on top, 17-12.
Simple as that. I mean, sometimes yeah, it's just that close.
It really is. Both teams had one turnover. Both teams had about 200 yards of total offense. First downs were pretty even. Time of possession was pretty even. It just, Shamokin made the plays when they had to, and for the first time this year, Lewisburg didn't.
Because I always talk about in big games that are close, can you find that one play in each half that in the end, when you look back on it, did they get either play in either half?
They did not get either play in either half. The first one was in the second quarter. Lewisburg had a receiver run a post pattern. He was wide open over the middle of the field. Quarterback missed him with the pass, threw it a little high and a little behind him. That was at the 3-yard line. He would have caught the ball with no one touching him into the end zone. In the second half, he had a slot receiver running wide open down the middle of the field, and he threw the ball to the correct person. He just floated it a little. The safety came over and was able to intercept the pass. Both of the one resulted in a field goal for Lewisburg. 3 points would have been 4 more points. The other one resulted in no points and interception for Shamokin. So those are the two plays that Lewisburg needed to make in that game, and they did not make them. Defensively, they did a pretty good job. Shamokin has a real nice team, and they held them to, like I said, about 215 yards of offense.
All right, so now they have to bounce back. How interested are you by the response, considering it's got to be Montoursville on the road this week?
That's right. And, you know, it's funny, on the way here, Steve, I walked from the high school up to an elementary school. They're having a fundraiser there, and my granddaughter's running. As I'm walking out, I saw a couple football players, talked to them. I talked to the coach this week and said, what do you think? What's their attitude? He said, I think it's good. And the kids, all of them said, hey, we're ready to play. Our goals are still intact. We didn't talk about going undefeated. We talked about winning our division, which they've done. We talked about being a district champion and getting into the state playoffs. Our goals are still intact. So they sound very upbeat, and they sound like they're ready to go.
What are your thoughts on Montoursville?
They're a good team, Steve. They have good running back, a kid named Christian Banks, who runs for about 115 yards a game.
And they have a little lefty
They gave Southern all they could handle. But he rolls out well, and he does a lot of play-action fakes and then rolls out. So I think it's imperative that we keep him in the pocket this week. I think we can score points on him, but I think we have to keep them from scoring a lot of points and keep them from running the ball and force them into passing the ball.
Yeah, no question. Again, they gave Southern all they could handle last week. They lost by only three. So.
Yep, they certainly did. So, yeah, they're a good football team.
Well, let's see what they can do in bounce back time. Good teams can do that. Lewisburg's a good team.
That's right. Well, thank you, Steve. And
Greg,
thank you.
Appreciate it.
Hey, you take care. Have a good one.
All right. Let's get Coach Briggs in here. Steve, first of all, how have you been? And it's bounce back time for Sealands Grove after the trip to Hollidaysburg. But you told everybody going in last week, hey, look, they haven't lost a game in the state of Pennsylvania. The only game they lost was a team from Maryland. When could you tell that this was not Sealands Grove's night, that Hollidaysburg's really good?
Probably about 3 minutes into the first quarter. Yes, I will say this again this week. Seals played Twin Valley early in the year, Jersey Shore, Shamokin, I don't know who the other undefeated team was that they played, Williamsport. This is Hollidaysburg by far was the most complete team they've seen. And saw it coming. Same group that of Hollidaysburg kids that we've seen in the past 3 years, virtually 23 seniors, 24 seniors, virtually all of them played, and their best lineman didn't even play because he broke his foot. So this is a good football team. They're a 5A team, and the reality of it is pretty darn good, and I think they hit a Seals team that was licking their wounds a little bit, banged up from previous weeks, the Shamokin and Chickalimmie game. So not to make excuses, but it was a complete domination in all phases. And unfortunate, but it happens in football, as we know, and now they got to turn the page.
Ask you, does a team that has been used to success over the years, how interested are you as to how, quote, they handle it? I mean, is it in some ways, I mean, they didn't lose by one. How interested are you about their approach and how they handle it this week?
Well, you know, that's a great question. Long drive, and Pat O'Brien and I talked on the way back, and, you know, there's a lot of differences right now. I mean, new head coach, new coaching staff, probably down on numbers as a full group. I really think this, Steve, you know, every team in America, high school, regardless, you know, they want to win. But before you win, I think there's a lot of things that have to happen, namely the process, right, and the process of creating winners. And I think that comes in the off season. I think the kids grouping together, working out together. This coaching staff wasn't put together till probably February or March, and probably didn't even completely get done till the end of May. That's not an excuse. That happens. It just doesn't happen a lot at Sealands Grove. You know, Coach Scott and Coach Hess and Coach Hicks, and tremendous success through all three of them. But those are the only three coaches they've had in the last 60 years about. So it's just one of those things, and I think they got to get through it. And guess what? This week is a very good and improving Berwick team. So it's part of Central PA high school football, I think.
Well, Berwick has been obviously traditionally outstanding. I feel like this season they've been lurking. Is that a fair way to put it?
Yes, exactly. And you can tell once you put on the tape. They just whacked a really good Williamsport team. And I say really good. Seals Grove beat them. I think Williamsport's been reeling a little bit, but let me tell you something. Still a good, athletic, tough Williamsport-type team. Berwick threw one pass and rushed for over 400 yards and beat them 37-14. Just that score lights you up, and the fact that it's Berwick and the tradition. And Coach Curry, which makes it interesting, C.J. Curry was quarterback coach at Seals Grove last year. So he knows the Seals very well. He's coached them. And certainly the tradition of George Curry, because George Curry is, C.J. Curry's grandfather. So really neat side bits here to this week.
Always enjoyed my conversations with him. Yeah, he'd come to a Penn State football practice. Just enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Always.
Terrific guy.
Coach, always a pleasure. Appreciate all the time you give us. This will be an interesting one this week. Look forward to talking next week.
Yeah, thanks so much. Take care, Steve.
You too. All right, and last but not least, here on WKOK, Danville and Shikellamy. Rays will be at home. Once again, they will not be honoring the suit.
Steve, I miss him, all right? I mean, Steve Williams and I are good friends, but and Steve does a heck of a job. But you know, I guess I miss just the banter that goes back. If Steve and I have banter, but Kevin and I had a lot of this is just a different kind of banter, right?
Yeah. You and Steve actually talk about football. All right. So, all right. One of those weeks. Wild game. Every team takes on its own personality. What was the personality of last Friday's game? Because last Friday's game had 58 points, or 68 points.
It was. I was talking to Todd before I came on with you that Shikellamy could have won that game very easily. They went down 15-0 with 3 minutes gone in the first quarter because of a couple of quick passes by Bloomsburg's offense, and then our punter hit his protector in the rear, and the ball went to the 1 yard line, and Bloomsburg jumped on it and scored on the next play. But our kids came back. I mean, every time at halftime it ended, it was 22-15, and we scored to start the second half. I never thought that they were really out of that game, but like I told Todd, we were always in the catch-up mode. Catch-up, but to their credit, they answered a lot of times. And a couple mistakes, in every game, are very crucial, especially when you've got two teams that match up, I think, pretty on par with each other.
How many times have you heard me talk about playing with the lead? It's amazing.
All the time.
The psychology of it is dramatic. So when you watched the game on Friday night last week, what was good?
They got their passing game was well. Okay, I'm not going to talk about the running backs and the skill guys. I'm going to talk about the offensive line. They gave Brody Raybuck a lot of time to throw the ball, and they also had a good job. When we ran the ball. Those kids don't get a lot of credit, but last night they were all, on Friday night they were all intact. There wasn't anybody that was injured, and I think they worked pretty much as a unit. And let's go over on the defensive side. Usually, you know, you're always talking about your linebackers that are making the tackles. Well, the three down guys that we have in there take up a lot of blockers, and they also had a couple of tackles on the back of the line of scrimmage, and they had a couple of sacks. So I was very impressed with the line, especially the offensive line.
Well, they've got coming up this week, Danville.
Yep,
it bring with it a lot of problems. So what are some of the problems that Shikellamy will have to solve just in the matchup with Danville?
Well, they're going to have to stop the running game with Bo Sheptock. I mean, he's been awesome last year and this year. You know, I remember when his dad, Frank, was a linebacker at Mount Carmel. And I just talking to Todd, I think Bo's – I always thought Bo was a bigger kid, but I watched him on huddle games. And, you know, he's just a good running back, solid. And if they don't stop him, it won't be much of a game, I don't think. I really think right now that Danville, as far as I know, has a couple of kids out, and they've been beat up pretty bad, and I'm sure they're trying to get healthy for the playoffs. But our Shikellamy team isn't going to back down to anybody. I don't care what their reputation is, what the games previously that they played. Our kids go out and they give 100%. They make mistakes, but it's not because their heart isn't in it.
One final question before I let you go, Dave. You know, when you go through a little bit of a rough patch like they did early in the season, sometimes coaches will simplify what they're doing. Is that what they ended up doing at Shikellamy? Did they simplify some things which then helped make the team better?
Well, I think in some respects they did. They were running the Delaware wing T, and that's a very complicated offense. And this would have been the first year that they were using it, and they went back to running a more of a spread with split backs on the offensive side of it. And the one thing is they got Thomas Pollock and into the game. I mean, he's our best vertical threat we have. And that kid for 131 pounds takes a beating, but you know, he catches the ball all the time. Very few times if the ball's within his reach that he drops it. It just doesn't happen. And I think that helped on defense. I always thought our defense played pretty good. I really do. They were just on the field all the time. And with our offense getting a couple of drives going, it's things have changed. It really have. And I think you hit the nail on the head there. I think the game is a little simpler for them.
Dave, always a pleasure.
Hey,
appreciate
Steve, do you have 1 minute I can tell a George Curry story?
Oh, please, go ahead.
I was a senior when George Curry came to Berwick. And he brought the West Coast spread offense to us. Before that, everybody played the gap six and two linebackers and three defensive backs. But I'm going to fast forward to about 20 years ago. I'm doing the Lewisburg football games, and Coach Curry was actually doing the Bloomsburg games, and we were up at Bloomsburg, and I just wanted to go down and talk to him, you know, I tapped him on the shoulder and I said, "Coach Curry," and he turned around, and before I could tell him who it was, he goes, "Dave Ritchie, number 74 and that was my number in high school. And I'm telling you, I just couldn't believe that he remembered me. And I talked to Joe Robsock, who was one of his first quarterbacks, and Joe said that's the way that man was. He remembered players from other teams, and he always help to get some of those players into college. And you know, before that, sometimes I just thought about Coach Curry as being a good football coach, and also sometimes we because he was such a great adversary, sometimes you didn't have that positive feeling towards him. But boy, did that change in my direction. I just couldn't believe it.
Great story. That's the way it was. I mean, every time I saw him, hey, Steve, how you doing? I mean, I didn't play against him for him or anything like that, but, you know, but he knew I broadcast Penn State football. He'd be at practice, and, yeah, like I said, he was great to talk to. Dave, thanks so much. in the last few weeks, you've actually seemed calmer, more at ease, a lot more fun. I'm trying to think what the change was. All right, so...
all right.
Thanks so much, my friend. Appreciate you.
You bet. Thank you, Steve.
Don't you think so, Todd? It just felt like the entire station seemed more at ease, didn't you?
It's calmer. But hopefully this lets him be calmer, too.
Yeah. And how is our guy doing, by the way? Is he all right?
He sounds good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. Is he showing up at work?
Not yet. I think he's still down for October yet.
Okay.
He's aiming for hoops.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, sales have never been higher. I don't know. What does that mean? We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
October is truck month at Summary Motors with over 100 new trucks to choose from.
Sun, ride with the sun, Sunbury.
SMC has 12 of the hard-to-find Ford Maverick trucks, priced as low as $27,890, and they get up to 42 miles per gallon. Pick from over 40 of the number one selling truck in the world, the Ford F-150, and Sunbury Motors has them slashed up to $12,416, and 4x4 Super Cruise are priced from just $46,874. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, proudly owned by the Mertz family for over a century. Hurry, sale ends Halloween Eve, October 31st.
Data, it's all around us, and Penteladata is everywhere you are, providing the region's fastest, most reliable fiber network. Our technology puts the world at your fingertips, in the classroom, boardroom, and hospital room. We keep business secure and families entertained, no matter where they are. Because in this universe of zeros and ones, we're still dedicated to the only number that really matters.
Your 100% satisfaction.
Penteladata.